after this, that life, this life, you should chant and remember Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Without this, worldly wealth, reputations, sense gratifications, and so many things, they cannot give you happiness. Never, never, and never. Never. And that is why Swamiji came here, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, came here, everywhere, to give this message to whole world. After his departure, so many devotees became weak. No so much a strong faith on him, no strong faith on name. That name is himself Krishna, and more merciful than Krishna even. Very powerful. They returned to their home for sense gratification, to make wealth, reputation, to make so many businesses, because they had no strong faith on them. That name can give you everything, even eternal bliss in Golok Vrindavan it can give. Why not these material things he can give? But it is very hard to believe. We have seen by name Brahma is created. Brahma is creating whole universe. By the power of taking name, Shankar, oh, very marvelous things. He can give any boon to anyone. Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, Vyasa, and others. Even Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur changed so many lives. Like demons like Yavai, Madhai, and so many. What Swamiji did miracle in this world, changing so many persons, so countless. How? Only by the mercy of name. He gave name. Sitting in the park of New Jersey. What doing only? Closing eyes. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He changed the hearts of hippies and made them happy. So many, numberless. So you should have faith in name. But how it will come? The backbone of bhakti is Guru Nishtha. Without Guru, without Guru Nishtha, and by his serving, and by his teaching, following, you cannot have that kind of thing. So what is Guru Nishtha? With some explanation and udaharan.
Examples.
Oh. Pandrik Brahmachari will explain something. Not so much, because time is not so much. I will have to complete today for just till 7:30. Narad, oh, he is Guru of all, he is Jagat Guru. He has understood the essence of bhakti. And what is this? What is this? Always he is singing the glories of Radha Kant. Narad Muni Bajaya Bina Radhikar. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo. Don't sleep here. If you want to sleep, I will give you a pillow and very good bed here. But here, try to hear very strongly. We have some messages too.
If a black Honda in the parking lot is not moved in 2 minutes, it will be locked in all night.
What is that? Oh, so you have an FN in your car, you should keep it outside of their fence. Let me add. Give your ears to me for only
20 minutes.
How many?
20 minutes.
25 minutes. I only want 25 minutes. Let me hear. There was a very learned person, very high class of person. In ancient time, it has written in Vedas, Upanishads. His name was Yajnavalkya. Yajnavalkya. He was like a realized soul. He had two wives, Katyayani and Maitreyi. He was the prominent Brahmagyata in the council of Maharaj Janak, the father of Sita Devi. When he became of the age, he crossed the age of 50, he called his two wives. Oh, you see, I have thousands and thousands of cows. I want to divide you. Half you should take, half. You have two sons and one daughter, and you have also two sons and one daughter. What I have gold from donation of Janak and other parties, I am dividing it to two. So you should be happy and allow me to go to forest to chant and remember Supreme Personality of Godhead, because I am growing old. This is our system in Vedic culture. Both became very happy. Katyayani told, "You are my husband. You have given everything. Good palace to live. Good garden. Two sons and one daughter. So much wealth. So much cows, everything you have given. So now you can go and you can practice what you want." But second wife, she told, "I want to know something from you and then you can happily go. But please answer my question." Question was this: what you are now giving to me, son, daughter, wealth, reputation, gold so much, cows so much, everything you are giving. My question is that, can they make me happy forever? Oh, then he became very happy. Oh, he embraced her. "Oh, really, you are my half dharmini, sadharmini. That is why I like you so much. Any general person cannot put a question like this. Very rare. Now I want to say you that something is there. Hidden thing." Maitreyi told, "You are giving all these things to me. But even having all these possessions with you, why you are giving up and going to forest? If these things, materials, can give me happiness or eternal happiness, then why you are not getting happiness from these things and you are giving up and going to forest? So really I know that these material things cannot make you happy. Momentary happiness they can give. And then he took that wife with him in the forest and helping each other. They began to practicing bhakti yoga. So here you should know, these are not only myths, like stories. Really these are things. I know that you want bhakti. You want all bhakti. But you want material, these things for sense gratification more. That is why you are not giving your whole attention and energy for bhakti. You have more faith in material things rather than bhakti. If you have bhakti, more for these things, chanting, remembering, serving Gurudev, then why you are engaged here? Why not always chanting, remembering? So really this is not bhakti what we are now doing. You should think it. It is not Sarup Siddha bhakti. Constitutional bhakti, this is not. Transcendental bhakti, it is not what we are doing now. Having some desire, worldly desire, like Dhruva. Having some desire, like Prahlad Maharaj, was very bona fide bhakta. He never wanted any worldly things, but he could not serve Krishna, you know, could not serve Krishna. He had some liking, and what is this? Oh, some mixture with jnan in his bhakti. So our bhakti now is not pure constitutional, transcendental bhakti. You should know this. If you have some desire, worldly desire or any desire. And what is this? Sang Siddha Bhakti and Arop Siddha Bhakti. You should know what is Arop Siddha Bhakti and Sang Siddha Bhakti and then Sang Siddha. Then you will clarify all these things and then you can engage your whole senses in Sarva Siddha Bhakti. Otherwise, no. If you are making any business, and by business you are making very beautiful garden, so many fruits and so many things, and from that fruits and flowers oh, you want to offer all to Krishna. To make a garden, to make all these things, it's not pure bhakti. Only Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasemanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atman. This is pure bhakti. To chant always, to remember Krishna, to hear the pastimes of Krishna in high class of association. Especially five bhaktis, more superior. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Vrindavan Vas, Shraddha. What are these five? What are these five? Only name. Sadhu Sangha,
Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, living in Braja Dham and Navadvip Dham or Jagannath Puri Dham.
In association of high class Vaishnava.
But we have to remember one thing, the Sadhusanga is common to all. If we give up Sadhusanga and do, then it will be zero. So we have to maintain all these bhakti links with Sadhusanga, with good association.
If you are chanting names, but not in the guidance of pure Vaishnava, then your chanting will be like zero. After some time you will give up chanting and you will go to overly life. Second, again, meat and other things, fishes, eggs and all these things, drugs, you lose your everything. So this association of high class Vaishnava and their guidance is, it should be there. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, or you should do Nam Kirtan, but in the guidance of a very pure Vaishnava Guru. You should read Bhagavatam, but in the guidance of any high class of Vaishnava. Otherwise, you can't do. So everywhere, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kahe, Sadhu Sangha, Lau Matre Sadhu Sangha Sarva. Oh, in a moment, you will be changed and pure bhakti will come. If bhakti will come, even at once you will be happy. First. Second, renounce will bound to come. And all your sufferings will go away. Because bhakti is in the first stage, place happening, she takes away all kinds of suffering. But we see that we are all suffering, so many rogues, so many things. So our bhakti is not pure even. What is that? O Sangha Siddha, especially. Mixed with karma, mixed with jnana. So try to give up. Totally surrender in the Lord's feet of your Gurudev and be always in his guidance. You can see all these things in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. You have heard from Pundarik Brahmachari, oh, very well he explained everything. So you should also think what he told and essence of whole Shastra from beginning to end, you can see in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. How? When he was a boy, baby. Oh, Krishna managed a very pure and high class of Vaishnava association. Oh, his guru. What is the name of his guru?
Raghunandan
Acharya. He never knew anything, Raghunath. Though he is eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he is posing something for us. How a person can develop his Krishna consciousness. So you should see. In the beginning, Krishna managed him to have a good association. The Jagannandana Acharya, a very powerful devotee, Advaita Acharya, in his relation, in his line. He disciple of in Advaita Acharya Parivar. So very high class of devotee. And sometime after, he had association of Haridas Thakur. Who did it? Raghunath Goswami he did, or by the arrangement of Krishna everything was coming. According to your impression of previous life or this life, your hankering for bhakti, your service to your Gurudev, it will come. And with a renounce from boyhood, you have seen Raghunath Das Goswami. He did not like wealth, no praise, nothing. Trinadapi suni tarorapi sahishununa manina manudan. Try to follow his life from beginning. Be dependent to Krishna. Oh, Krishna can do anything. What? He is powerful to do what is not to be done.
Impossible,
we can make possible. Impossible, also it is possible for Krishna. Because he is Achinta Shaktishali. Achinta?
Inconceivable.
Oh, we cannot. He can do anything. So you should determine. Oh Krishna, I have surrendered. I want your pure bhakti. And then Krishna will send a guru. Like Pradhuva, Krishna sent Naradji. For Valmiki, he sent Narad. For Vyas, he sent Narad. For Prahlad Maharaj, he sent
Narad.
Everywhere we sent. So you should be like that. You should know that in this world there is no happiness. Only problems and problems. You see, today in Annaprasan, the boy was deeply sleeping. I wanted to awake him. But he was so much absorbed in sleeping. Then I did something like message. And he began to weep. And when he was weeping, then I gave some sweet in his mouth. Oh, now he became sick. So you are all sleeping. All whole world is sleeping. Krishna send any high class of guru like Swamiji, Bhakti Yot Prabhupada. He came. And all there, engaged in sense gratification. Sleeping totally. And what he do? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Bhagavata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Oh, you are hippie? You are giving me cigarettes? You are giving me alcohol, wine, everything. You are my best friend. You should come and join me. And they joined. And what they are doing? Only dancing. All hippies. They kept their all utensils there and they began to dance. And after sometime what became? It is some miracle. Hippie became happy. Now they are preaching whole world. The mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you should be like that. Be like that. So, many persons began to follow him. They left their homes. They left their wives, their children, their husbands. I know that at that time, she was a very beautiful teenage girl. But what became? Now she is preaching everywhere. And quite renounced. She had no desire, worldly desire. Nothing. She is satisfied. So many are. So try to be like that. If you want to be happy, eternal happy. Follower of Nagdas Goswami. After what became? Anyway, he received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Without Nityananda Prabhu, but without the mercy of Baldev Prabhu. Oh, Akhanda Guru Tattva. Whole shell Guru Tattva is Nityananda Prabhu. All the gurus are manifestation of if they are real guru. Otherwise, bogus guru are not in manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. Now, very rare guru. Fallen, like Ritviks now. Oh, Ritviks are now growing up. Bogus things. You should not have any belief on them. Be far away and careful from these animal creatures. They don't know what is this. They want to again cheat. They have cheated themselves and others. And now they cheat again. They want to cheat themselves and also to others. Be very far away. Then, you know, in the life of Haridas Thakur, And he was going, and any dancer. Dancer. And playing with her snakes.
Snake charmer.
And when he was singing on flute to make dance of his snake, Haridas Thakur heard the Kaliya Daman Leela from his mouth. He was singing. And at once he became like faint, dancing and dancing. And all began to take his feet dust. Then there was a very cruel and nonsense Brahmin. So he thought that all are taking the feet dust of Nityananda Prabhu. So I also should dance like him, and all will come and take my feet dust. When that flute wala was singing the sweet pastimes of Kaliya Daman Krishna, oh, that Brahmin began to dance and like posing,
imitation,
and he fell on the ground. But the fool's wala has a very good stick, and by a stick he
beat
it three times very badly, and he ran away from there. So this imitation is not good. High class of devotees, they know. So don't imitate to be, "I am now a realized soul, I am Guru, I can help others." Don't see. After that, you know, the mercy of Nityananda came, and then he told that, "Now you are, I've taken all your obstacles. Now you can meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And then, how he went to
Puri.
Giving up very beautiful, at that time, Miss Universe. He left. And very kingdom, big kingdom. So much wealth. He left everything. And now what? We are being a devotee, we are collecting all these things. Very nonsense. If he wants to be more beautiful, decorating ourselves, what is this? Why not this? Okay, I was going to say. Baragya kyun nahi aata?
Detachment
is coming. So there is defect in your chanting, remembering you are not doing so much. You are engaged totally in making money, that by money I can be happy. Oh, give up this idea. Only by chanting name. You see Haridas Thakur. You should see Raghunath Das Goswami. Even his father sent so much money and Brahmins, cookers, but he rejected all. He rejected everything. What? He was taking some prasadam from market, even he. He also rejected to be standing on the Singh Dwar. Anyone will come and give me something. Oh, this is like prostitutes, they do. I'm not like so. He refused also. And how he was renounced. If you like divorce from these kinds, oh, you will have to follow his life. And if you are not following, then you are doing what? Sangh Siddha Bhakti. Not pure Bhakti. Arok Siddha Bhakti also. So you should know that mixing with Jnana and Karma, or Yog, Tapasya and other things, mixing with any worldly desire, that Bhakti is not pure. We should try to do pure Bhakti. Even being in family life, like Draupadi, you know, Krishna was controlled by Draupadi, though she was in family life. Arjun was family life. Oh, you know, all the gopis in family life. But they are more than Narada Rishi Jagat Guru. Narada is the guru of also Yogamaya. Yogamaya, you know? Urnamasi Devi. But they are guru of Narada Rishi also. Who?
Gopi.
Guru of Krishna also. So, Krishna has admitted this fact that gopis are my friend, gopis are my servant, they are my guru, they are my everything. So you should know. Gopiraj, everything. They are servant of Krishna. They are guru of Krishna. They are friends of Krishna. They are general of Krishna. They are everything of Krishna. Krishna has surrendered in the Lord's feet of Radhika. He wants to massage her feet, to take a stamp from her Lord's feet. What? Colored from feet. Oh, I am Das of Radhika. Oh, this is called pure bhakti. Very, very high, very, very... Bahu mulya ki. Valuable thing. If you want to buy some vegetables, some market, take some money, even $1, $2, $3 is sufficient. If you want to have any golden chain, then you will have to take some more dollars. If you want to buy Krishna, and that Krishna prema, highest thing, then highest wealth you will have to give for that. That is, what is that? What is that? Oh, Nishtha in Guru, Nishtha in Krishna Bhakti, worldly these things. Otherwise, don't depend on worldly these things. That money will help you. Oh, so much wealth will help you. Oh, big, big rooms, houses, equipped to control cold, to control hot and everything. Oh, I want a car in which everything is there. Singing is there. Oh, sit to make advance some like this. Oh, I can sleep also. Everything is there. So, really, we should try to realize this bhakti. Oh, nirguna bhakti, this is called. So, you can find everything in the life of Raghunath Das. If you want really bhakti, you should try to follow Raghunath Das. Not worldly money, praise, or anything. And be happy. Gautraman. Hare Krishna.